Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about Thanksgiving. We'll return after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How to Show Your Thanksgiving This Thanksgiving by Aaron D'Anthony Brown. Read by Leah Martin. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thanksgiving is the reason many of us are grateful for the month of November. Yet while we may be preoccupied with stuffing our faces or talking to our kids about pilgrims and Native Americans, we should strive to turn the feastful day into something representative of its name, a day where we express thanksgiving. Gratitude is the cornerstone to experiencing a happy and fulfilling life. No empirical study is needed to reach this conclusion, though we can find plenty. No wise teacher needs to instruct us, though many certainly have. All we have to do is look inward. Our happiest moments occur when we feel most grateful. The birth of a baby, a new friendship, a promotion at work. Gratitude and happiness go hand in hand, like peanut butter and jelly or turkey with gravy. And the shorter the gratitude, the more fleeting the happiness, while more sustained gratitude leads to longer happiness. Without an appreciation for the things we have, we're left in a state of dissatisfaction. No matter what comes our way, nothing's enough. Have you ever met someone who complains about everything and everyone? Such a person seemingly has not one grateful bone in their body, and their words and actions and lives reveal that. And thus, they're left unhappy and unfulfilled. As Christians, we strive to live differently. In fact, we're called to practice very intentional gratitude. Scripture helps us understand that gratitude achieves these three things. 1. Appreciation. Gratitude is how we showcase our appreciation of God, of others, and of the things we possess. When we express gratitude through both our words and our actions, we let others know just how much value they bring to our lives. In effect, we treat people and things and God with a tender care that we otherwise would not. 2. Remembrance. According to John 16:33, every single one of us is bound to encounter some form of tribulation in our lives. Moreover, many of us will struggle at some point with gratitude because of our suffering. However, maintaining gratitude aids us with remembering God and His blessings during those down seasons. With gratitude, we more easily maintain the perspective that God is good, and that however we suffer, there's a purpose in the pain, and that at some point, the bad will come to an end. And 3, worship. Gratitude through prayer is one way to worship God, but certainly not the only way. In fact, worshiping God, whether at home or church or through song or dance, they're all ways to bring Him honor. Scripture calls on us to express gratitude, not because God needs our admiration, but because in doing so, we bring him glory, bring others to Christ, and stay focused on what's most important, God. Intersecting faith and life. This Thanksgiving holiday, find some practical ways to showcase your gratitude to family, friends, and more with these ideas. 1. Thank you cards. Place them in someone's mailbox, in their hands, or even more fun, hide them somewhere for them to find. 2. Prayers of gratitude. Thank God for his blessings, for the trials he sees you through, for his mercy. And once you finish, or before, thank God for how he's been active in someone else's life too. 3. Enjoy worship music. Sing and dance along to worship music as you lift praise to the Lord. 4. Show someone. For some people, actions speak louder than words. Consider buying someone a gift, fixing them a meal, or performing some other act of service. If you don't know what to do for them, ask. 5. Tell someone. Words can be a great way to show appreciation. Besides giving a simple thank you, explain to someone just how much you're grateful and why and what you hope for the future of your relationship. And 6, keep a journal. God blesses us daily in more ways than we'll ever know, understand, or appreciate. So wherever we can express gratitude, we should. And one way to do that is through a gratitude journal. Keep track of how God is working in your life, especially during those moments when life gets tough. Gratitude isn't always easy to maintain, but having even just an ounce of gratitude can make a world of difference in our lives. For further exploration of this topic, read 1 Peter 1, 3-7, Matthew 6, 25-34, and Ephesians 1, 16. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.